Over the past 3 years, they've been at the top of the charts. They've represented Ireland in the Eurovision Song Contest, hosted two TV shows, appeared in I'm a Celebrity, Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother, of course, and carried the Olympic torch. And add to that, have danced with Britney Spears and performed for President Obama. So they're on their way to play Kent, and recently have been in the States to film their latest video. I caught up with the guys and asked Edward how the Americans embraced Planet Jedward.
Well, me and John, we were down in New York and we recorded a music video for our song What's Your Number, and it was in Coney Island, and we also recorded half of it in Brooklyn, and the response is really, really good.
There's lots of fans there at the set as well. They're like, what's going on there? Like,
we haven't launched in America, but a lot of like people, like Katy Perry, she was at a Grammy party and she came over to say hello, and we were in Canada and we were there 3 times, and we were at their Much Music Awards, and we were hanging out with Ed Sheeran and Psy. And it was a really great year.
A lot of cool industry people as well, like, are really, really interested in me and Edward and our future and like things we're going to be doing. So we can't wait until we launch in countries like America and stuff.
Because you are planning an international album now, aren't you?
Yeah, like me and John, our last 3 albums, we had like our contribution to them, and then but our next album is going to be all written by us, and we're going to get a bigger deal, a bigger record deal, and take the next level.
Yeah, because it's really exciting because me and Edward, like, we've made like 8 music videos and put them on Jedward TV, and each of those music videos have got over 1 million views, and that's just for our fans, and normally that doesn't happen. So a lot of the labels and stuff are seeing all that huge demand for Jedward around the world, so they're really excited about it.
And is it right, John, the next album is to be disco inspired?
Disco? No, me and Edward, it's going to be a lot of different things. It's going to be a lot of different elements. It's not going to be just one sound. It'll all connect, but it'll have a bit of everything for everybody who likes different types of music.
Because music is changing. Where do you see your direction going over the next few years then, guys?
I see music. I think it's more about the instruments, the lyrics.
Yeah, because I feel it's more about writing your songs and playing instruments, because before you could have a great song, but I feel people like knowing that's by that person.
I think it's about what songs represent, and not they have a good meaning behind them. So we really want the songs that we want to have.
I like having something that is going on and everyone, like, being relatable to what's
and
going on.
And songs that inspire people and get them.
Because I know like you got Rihanna and people like that who get their songs are like, I know our last 2 albums, the songs were written as well for us, but I think it's people like, I think it's that's the next stage. Like, you got people like Ed Sheeran, Adele. It's more about meaningful lyrics, not just like 1, 2, 3, put your hands up. Like, you need like better lyrics and the
but,
music.
You know, Ed Sheeran and Adele are both write from life experience. Will you be writing tracks based on what's happened to you?
Yeah, because we've been through a lot. We've been all over the place, and we've been through loads, so much things, and we're really excited about our fans hearing songs by us.
Like, that'll be like the starter of a song, but then you have to make it relatable to a lot of people that will be listening to it, so you won't just be like...
Yeah, it'll be about personal things as well, but it'll still be... to make it work as a song. It's not going to... Yeah, it still will be.
I read, I don't know how true this is, John, that you're learning new instruments for the new album. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm learning... To play on stage, I'm learning... I play guitar at the moment, and I play a bit of piano, but I'm practicing piano to get better at piano, so I'm playing piano and stuff on stage, and like I'm playing ukulele, so I want to do all stuff for our fans.
It's actually crazy because no matter what instrument you want to learn, you can go onto YouTube and there's always some crazy teacher that can teach you.
Well, yeah, because we can read music as well, because we did music in school and we played violin as well, so we can read music. We understand all the rhythms and the beats, by 4-bar beats and stuff like that, so it'll be good.
You see, a lot of people dismiss you, don't they? They think you're a novelty act, and musically they think, oh, well, it's a passing phase, Jedward.
I think the thing that people don't realise is that me and Eric, we're on the X Factor, it's a real good springboard for us, and we never got the chance to showcase our singing ability, our playing music, all those different types of things. So I think it's great that me and Eric were always improving and developing the whole time. We never say, oh, we're great, we're this, we're that. We're always going to prove people wrong, and people are always shock people what's to come.
Yeah, because I remember an X Factor, and I know what we were it was crazy, and there was all headlines and everything, and
I think we're real thankful for that as well, because of all that
got us
people noticed. got to know Jedward, and it got people Jedward in people's brains for the rest of their life.
Are you now John and Edward Jedward? Have you changed?
No.
Are you maturing?
No, we're still Jedward. We're always going to be Jedward because Jedward's like a massive brand like Coca-Cola and Pepsi. It's huge and it's going to take over the world.
You reached number 34 in Attitude Magazine's 100 Sexiest Men in the World, didn't you? That's some achievement.
Yeah, I don't even... Like,
we don't try to be...
Like, if we knew about that chart and our fans, I don't think anyone knew about it, but like I remember there was this like different polls. Our fans, they voted us like on Yahoo OMG as like the best boy band of 2012. And everyone was in that, like The Wanted and everyone... So that was really cool.
Now, we've got some questions. You're coming to the Central Theatre in Chatham on the 27th of September, as we say. How much do you know about the county of Kent? Have you been to Kent before, guys?
Yeah, I remember Kent has a lot of cool castles. We have a lot of fans that have told us about, they've been like, oh, I'm from Kent, so it'd be great to go there. I remember ages ago, we did, I think we did a PA down there somewhere, but it'd be great to come back to do a proper concert, like a 2.5 hour show.
What interesting facts should we know about Kent that you should tell us?
Well, you should know that we're famous for hops. You should know we're famous for Whitstable oysters. I don't know if you drink beer tried oysters.
No, we don't, but we'll try the oysters.
Oh, I tried oysters before. Ooh. I remember we were in Saint-Tropez and we got like the oysters and you put lemon and you put pepper. Yeah, and yeah, it was good.
Saint-Tropez, eh? What a life you lead. What did you get Louis Walsh for his birthday?
Well, I remember one Christmas.
We got him a Prada bag.
We got him Prada bag, yeah, to match his Prada shoes because he wears all that type of stuff.
Is there any truth you're bringing out a clothing range?
Well, me and John, everyone always wants to know what we're wearing. And
We've been to like the we got a lot of people in the fashion industry who know us, like Jeremy Scott.
We were at the fashion shows in Milan, and Roberto Cavalli had us on his yacht, and we met his dog, and he went out for dinner, and we went out for dinner, and we were in his club, and it was all really great because Vogue and everyone was there.
So a lot of designers are interested in doing collaborations with us as well. So that's cool.
I think they like that our energy. They like because usually they're used to meeting real artsy people who are just kind of all real mellow. Yeah. But I think they liked that we were ourselves.
Couple of questions in on Twitter. Ingrid asks, would you consider doing Eurovision again? Because she missed you last time.
Well, me and Edda, we're always coming up with ideas and stuff. Like we wrote some songs that would win Eurovision.
There's confidence. Yeah,
really cool dance songs. Really cool. Because we've been to Eurovision loads of times. We listen to loads of dance songs. So we know what type of song it takes to win Eurovision. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. Never say never, like Justin Bieber always says. But I don't know. I don't think so for now.
All right, nothing in the pipeline then for next year.
Who knows? We always surprise you. You never know. You never know what John Edwards. It's always a surprise, always unpredictable.
Marvin asks, any plans to go solo?
I don't think so. I think like a lot of groups split up and try and do their own thing, but I feel the public always fell in love with the group, so there's no point in...
Yeah, we'll always be together. We'll always be Jedward. We'll never break up.
Yeah, like you've got like Irish acts like The Corrs, and you've got like... And they're at their biggest, they were like all together, and I think it's like... Like it's like evidence that like when a group tries to go solo, it doesn't happen.
But we're really excited about coming to Kent again the 27th of September, the Chatham Central Theatre. It's going to be an amazing show. What the people can expect from it is on stage for over 2 hours. We do so much songs. We've had 3 albums. We're going to be doing loads of covers that people will know. We're going to be doing an acoustic set with our guitar, and all the people are going to be singing along to that because we did 2 concerts back in Ireland just last week, and it went down so well. Everyone was screaming. They were like, whoa, that was awesome.
We look forward to it. 27th of September then, the Central Theatre in Chatham. Jedward, lovely to speak with you. Thanks for being with
Thank
us
you.
At Radio Kent.
Yeah, thanks for speaking to us as well. And everyone in Kent listening, have a great day.
Everyone have a delightful day.
And have a great summer.